قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected viewers, this evening we discuss the 8th juz of Quran al-Kareem. Another amazing surah of Quran al-Kareem, amazing juz of Quran al-Kareem. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the surah, we just want to focus on perhaps two or three verses when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, "Man jaa bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha," that that person who will come with a good deed on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will multiply it tenfold. The first lesson that we learn, that on the day of Qiyamah, the actions of man will not be counted, they would be weighed. They would not be counted, they would be weighed. Weighed based on your sincerity. The sincerity with which you carried out a action, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will judge you accordingly. So this is one great lesson that we take. Every good deed that you do, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. If you paraphrase this verse of Quran al-Kareem, Allah says your spiritual investment will definitely mature. I will keep it for you, I will preserve it, and I will give it to you on that day when you need it the most. In the surah, in this chapter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the great Nabi of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَالنُّسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That my supplication, my prostration to you, O Allah, my sacrifice, this is solely and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah. So what do we learn? The lesson that we take this evening, whatever you do in this world, do for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like they say in English, not everyone in this world can do great things, but every one of us can do simple things in a great way. Not every one of us can do great things, but every one of us can do simple things in a great way. In the towards the end of the ages of Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about different prophets and how the nations had belied their prophets. Allah ta'ala speaks about Hud alayhi salam. Allah speaks about Salih alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala speaks about Lut alayhi salam and the crimes that these nations had perpetrated. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about this and how these nations were destroyed. So the Quran al-Kareem, when we study the verses of Quran, 6,236 verses, according to the more preferred opinion in the Quran al-Kareem. Subhanallah, you know, the Quran is not a storybook. It's for us to take lessons. Study the Quran, study the language of Quran. Unfortunately, we have not studied the language of Quran. We have barred ourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. We ask Allah to bless each and every one of us, that whatever we do it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next surah that we come to is Suratul A'raf in the ages of Quran al-Kareem. A'raf, another amazing, amazing chapter of Quran al-Kareem, amazing surah of Quran al-Kareem. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the discussion that will take place between the dwellers of Jannah and the inmates of Jahannam. We ask Allah to grant us Jannah, to grant us paradise, and to protect us from the fire of hell. We ask Allah to bless us on this blessed night of Ramadan. May Allah grant us complete forgiveness. May Allah grant us His true love and the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Till we speak to you again tomorrow, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.